We're in Waterbury at a place called Grow Compost.
It's a perfect place for our quarry today, which is a little piece of the Arctic. We've had that Arctic air come in, and now we're after an Arctic bird.
I mean, you wouldn't think that we would come here to talk about the wilds of Vermont here at a lovely smelling compost heap, but this is precisely the spot where you can see some great action in the wintertime.
This is a birding hotspot, not far from the Winooski River, because it is a gathering place for gulls.
It is, and some really interesting gulls, like the one that you said that we're here to look for in particular, is called the glaucus gull.
And it's from the far, far north, like the Arctic air that's been visiting us.
Right, and it breeds in the Arctic, but it's here for the wintertime.
And we're going to be joined today with Brian Pfeiffer, who
needs no introduction.
He actually knows more about flying things in Vermont than just about anybody. And Brian has been staking out this gull for us, and we're waiting patiently for it to come back. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Kent and Sarah.
Brian is a huge fan of gulls, and for a while I wondered why.
Before you say why Kent should be a fan of gulls, why should we care about gulls? Why are they interesting?
Gulls are wilder to me in many respects than birds that at the feeder. And when you add to the mix one of these Arctic visitors, I think it's a great experience. Pick any drama that you might see in wildlife. Gulls can express it. They can do it with audacity or laziness or ambition or brutality or gentleness. Begin with the idea that these are among the most successful animals on the planet. They're found on every continent. And usually when we say that an animal's found on every continent, we exclude Antarctica. But gulls are even around Antarctica. And there is one gull, it's called kelp gull. And this gull is so audacious that it feeds on live whale blubber.
Wait a second, how does it do this?
Picture surfacing South Atlantic right whales. These kelp gulls will drop onto their backs as they surface and peck at their flesh.
This is the way life goes. We've got hungry gulls. A whale's something delicious to eat.
You know, if there's food, they're going to find it. And the amazing thing about these birds is that you can find them in the wilds of the Arctic. I mean, some of the most remote places on the planet. One of the most northern nesting birds on planet Earth is a gull called ivory gull. And you'll see them there, and you'll also see them in places like garbage dumps, your fast food joint parking lot, or this beautiful pile of rotting food, right?
Table scraps, leftovers,
sawdust.
Talk about gulls being successful. One of the reasons is because they're able to employ all sorts of different food sources.
Yeah, we mostly find them where land meets water, although there are a few gull species that are inland species. And we should say there are about 50 different gull species on the planet. So they're diverse and widespread.
So how many can we find here in Vermont, roughly?
Well, normally about 3 species will breed here, and throughout the year you will find 3 gull species. And when you see a big mess of gulls, 99% of these birds are going to be these 3 species.
Okay, so what are they?
They are herring gull. It's what most people know as a gull. Gray back, black wingtips with little white mirrors in those wingtips, clean white body, dingy head in the wintertime. Okay?
For an adult.
Pink legs. The second gull is ring-billed gull. Kent, the distinguishing mark on a ring-billed gull?
This is a toughie, Kent.
I bet it's a ring-bill.
Right, and it has yellow legs. And then the third is great black-backed gull. It's the biggest gull on the planet. It's a brute. Notice that we're not calling them seagulls. There is no such thing as a seagull. Even a gull that flies over the sea will find the term offensive, probably. But they are gulls. There's a diversity of them. Like I said, about 50 species on the planet.
There's even one that nests in a desert.
There's some desert nesting gulls. There's even in North America, there's a gull that tends to be more inland called Franklin's gull. There are gulls that nest in bogs. Bonaparte's gulls. We see them in migration here.
These are crazy diverse birds.
Yeah. Here we are, we're looking at these common gulls, and that's what most of us like to do anyway for lots of reasons, mostly in the crazy behavior. We've all seen gulls do some pretty brutal things. They're smart. They can exhibit almost any behavior, and I'll give you a great example of this, is the artist Jamie Wyeth actually painted gulls acting out the seven deadly sins.
So you pick your all of them?
Yeah, they do all. Like, pick your gluttony, sloth, envy. I don't remember the others.
So again, though, who cares about Glaucus? Because these three species, common species, sound really cool to me. What fires you up about Glaucus gull?
Well, think about a gull that could be nesting on the shores of Greenland, for example, or maybe off the Yukon coast or the Alaskan shoreline somewhere, and think about it coming to Vermont, right? Gulls are nothing if not nomadic and wanderers. Yes, they have distinct winter ranges, but some of them go far, and some of them show up among these messes of common gulls. You'll see an Arctic visitor, and no polar bear will ever come visit and grow compost. No Arctic fox will come to the shores of Lake Champlain. But these gulls do come.
What types of them? Is there like a particular age range that decides to come down here?
Oftentimes it's the young birds that don't know any better. They tend to wander. Oh, here we go.
Here they come.
Here they come. Incoming. Look at these gulls as they come in. They are angular and elegant and graceful
they
in flight.
Really are.
The other thing I'm noticing is they're not even flapping. So they're using like zero energy right now, right? They're just riding the wind in here.
You know, it's weird. I think a lot of people think of gulls as nuisance or dirty, but they look so beautiful and graceful right now.
They really are.
It's all in the ambience year round, I guess. Well, I'm a little bit bummed out that I didn't see my Glaucus gull, but honestly, with these wheeling gulls in the blue sky above us coming in every time they think there's going to be new compost has been gorgeous.
I gotta say, I'm not bummed out at all. I just spent 2 hours at a compost heap. It's been a great 2 hours because, like you said, you know, we've been watching these beautiful gulls against this sunshine and clouds, and it's, I don't know, they're glorious creatures. They really are beautiful.
And, you know, I encourage people to find a place like this near them or if they're near here to come see it.
Yeah, the folks at Grow Compost have been fabulous allowing birders to come in here. We've been responsible and staying out of the ways of the trucks. And just watching the gulls circling like this, I agree with you too. It's been just elegance on the wing, on angled, glistening wings. And we're just enjoying these birds on their terms. If the Glaucus gull wants to show up, we'll come back another day for it.
We got all winter and I'm coming back.
Yeah, but it's wildlife. You can never count on them to show up when you need them to. But other than that, you know, we've seen herring gulls. We've seen great black-backed gulls. I don't know. I've had a great time.
I'm Kent McFarland.
And I'm Sarah Zahendra.
Thanks for listening to Outdoor Radio.